the whole of South Africa. It has represented us and has shown the importance of art.
The ANC in the Northwest Province has condemned the use of excessive force by some security personnel of the provincial legislature in Mahikeng during yesterday's State of the Province address. Events turned violent following the eviction of two members of the EFF who were forced out of the legislature for interrupting Premier Job Makhoro's address. ANC Chief Whip Paul Sebego has urged all members of the legislature and personnel to respect and maintain the decorum of the legislature. The Speaker of the Northwest Provincial Legislature, Susana Dyanki, has instructed the Secretary to the legislature to investigate the incident and submit a report within 7 days. Finally, Eskom says although it's suspending rotational load shedding for the rest of the day, it may be forced to reinstate load shedding as the system remains vulnerable and constrained. It earlier announced that it will stop load shedding at 5 this afternoon, but that it will be resumed tomorrow morning. Eskom spokesperson Skonathi Manjanja says the performance of the generating system has improved, which provided relief to customers tonight.
We have had two generating units returning to service this morning, much earlier than expected, and our hydro pumped storages have actually improved to adequate levels. So this allows us to be able to generate and operate without load shedding tonight.
Another look now at your top story at 5. The coronavirus could be headed for Africa. 5FM Sports.
5FM Sports. Well, in case you missed it yesterday, the Proteas lost out to Australia in the first T20 international. The Proteas actually scored their lowest T20 international score of 89 all out as the Aussies won by 107 runs. The second T20 happening tomorrow in PE. The Proteas women's side in action against England tomorrow at the T20 World Cup as well. A momentum one-day cup action today sees the Knights up against the Cobras. The Knights won the toss and elected to have a bowl first. The Cobras are currently 194-3. That is after 37.1 overs. There has been an interruption there. And in Super Rugby action for you now, Makazula Mapimpi dotted down twice as the Sharks beat the Rebels 36-24 in Melbourne. The Stormers, their fine form continued as they made it 4 wins from 4 games. They won 17 points to 7 there, while the Bulls, they host the Blues at 5:15. And the Premier League day started at Stamford Bridge. Olivier Giroud and Marcus Alonso both found the back of the net as Chelsea beat Tottenham 2-1 at Stamford Bridge. Four matches kicking off now at 5 p.m. Burnley up against Bournemouth, Crystal Palace hosting Newcastle, Brighton are away to Sheffield United, Southampton also at home to Aston Villa. All of those games still goalless and 7 minutes in. The late game is a top four clash between Leicester and Man City. That kicks off at 7:30. And